email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a team of 14 women are set to take on an Arctic Circle challenge in aid of the Irish Heart Foundation. So it's to raise funds and awareness about Her Heart Matters. They'll be trekking around 350 kilometres in minus 20 degrees weather. We're joined by three of them, Sarah Lyons, Karina Duffy and Judith Gilson. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray.
So your sister Sledge. That's
yes, yes.
Bananarama.
Bananarama. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Is that it? No, you're too young to remember that. God. Anyway, so is there a WhatsApp group? And what is the name of the WhatsApp group?
IHF Arctic Adventure. It's not very exciting.
We have to change it when we come back.
Yeah. Now, Judith, you are the commercial director of the Irish Heart Foundation, and you've done this before.
Yes.
Her Heart Matters, and this is hugely important, and there's a serious message here before we get to talk about the challenge, in that people, I sort of assume that heart disease is mainly a men's disease, and that's not true.
That's not true. And particularly once you hit the menopause, you know, when you lose the estrogen in the body, your blood vessels get a lot more brittle. And that's when we all need to be really aware of our cardiovascular health. You know, you're six times more likely to die of heart disease than you are of breast cancer. And I suppose we're all very tuned into breast cancer, but we need to be just as aware of our heart health.
So if you like that statistic, people are at home going, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. Because like I suppose breast cancer justifiably gets a lot of press.
Absolutely.
Heart Matters for women doesn't get as much press.
Yeah, and even if you think, like, from our own point of view, you know, you watch a movie, you'll never see a woman kind of grasping her chest and falling to the floor with a heart attack. That's a real, you know, we're kind of programmed to think it's a male thing, you know. And even in, like, you know, we've done some research and 28% of women were saying that even in a GP surgery, like, you know, your heart health doesn't necessarily come up, you know. So it's just about us advocating for ourselves.
And do the symptoms of a heart problem present differently in women than in men?
Yeah, it's a little bit more nuanced. I mean, some of the chest pain, the left arm pain, the stuff that you'd hear about is true. But then also some women can present with symptoms that are like indigestion, like serious fatigue, you know, things like that, that you wouldn't necessarily go, oh, that appears to be my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd be kind of thinking about anything else.
So part of this campaign, Her Heart Matters, is to make women aware that this happens and that if they're feeling something like that, to maybe say to their doctor.
Exactly.
Or to get it checked out.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. So you've done this before, this Arctic Challenge. Mm-hmm. When did you do it last?
2018 and 2019.
Right.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to do it? You're Sarah. No, you're Karina.
Karina.
Yes, there you go. Because you can't see it here, but the three, Judith, Sarah and Karina, are all in red. And they all, you look very similar. But anyway, you do look like Bananarama. Sorry, Karina. So why did you decide to do it?
For various reasons. Obviously, it's a challenge. Arctic Circle has been on my goal list for since I was 30. I'm in my 40s now. Right. And so when it popped in, an email came in through a lady that works in the Irish Heart Foundation. I was like, I'd rank you a thing straight away. And I said, I'm going to do this. Didn't even know what it was about. It just said Arctic Circle and fundraising. And I normally try to do a charity event every year. Uh-huh. So this was, I was like, okay, I'll do that next year then. And that'd be the charity that I'll raise money for. Then I rang you straight away and you're like, go on, do it. And I was like, right.
So you're on board.
But I didn't even still know what I was doing.
So what do you know now?
Well,
you're leaving on Thursday.
Well, we had a radio interview this morning with another radio station and he gave a very detailed account and my jaw just went, yeah. I didn't even know that. So look, it'll be a challenge. So yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're not going to tell me the details. Who's going to tell me the details of it?
Okay.
Sarah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah,
right. Okay. Details are, as far as I'm aware, what I know. And I'm like Karina, I kind of didn't pay much attention to. But we are going to learn, first of all, how to survive and some survival skills. We are going to learn how to snowshoe and then ski as well. So it's cross-country skiing as such. Mm. So I've been told the terrain is undulating and that was a new word for me. And I was like, okay.
That's up and down.
Up and down, yes. Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's, you know.
It's a posh word for up and down.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, right, okay. So yes, we are going to be out trekking most days. And then the big challenge is that we're going to trek across a frozen lake. We're going to be out on an expedition as such, and we will sleep out overnight in minus 20 in tents.
Right.
Right. So camping. So this will be my first time camping ever.
Ever.
Never been in a tent.
How did you arrive to this stage of your life without being in a tent?
Just wasn't in my journey, you know. Right. Wasn't for me. And anyone
Did you avoid them?
Of course. I've never been camping. Yeah, and I told my children if they ever wanted to go camping, they'd have to find a different family.
Yeah, different mother.
That would just have to. Yeah. So
that's your camping mother. I'm your hotel mother.
Yeah, yes. I'm the hotel. Ray, you have it. This is it. You have it now. So when I found this out, I was like, oh, OK. So and then when I told my friends, they're like, so this is going to be your first time ever in a tent. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. Wow. So it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
It's like I have to say, a little bit nervous how we're going to cope in the cold, but we're well looked after. There's a great team of us going. And
what have you been thinking? What's your, in your imagination, how do you feel it's going to go, you in a tent for the first time? Like what creature comforts will you not have that you usually have? Like there'd be no robe, for example.
There's no slippers, there's no ensuite. And no. I think that's, we don't even know about the toilet situation.
There's no chocolate on your pillow.
No.
No chocolate on your pillow.
There's a sleeping bag.
How are you going to cope?
I will be fine, Ray. I know I will be fine. I'm resilient. Yes, and I will be fine. And my husband did ask me, like, was I nervous about sleeping in the tent? And I was like, a little bit, but it'll be fine.
What about wildlife? Anybody hear about wildlife, Karina?
Oh, polar bears. Someone said, don't get hit by a polar bear. We need you to come back.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks for that.
Will you be minded? Are you minded?
We are. We're travelling with an expedition company. So we will be all right from that technical side. We will be safe as houses. We will be cold. They can't do anything about the cold. But we will be very safe. And
I'm just interested. Do they carry weapons?
The polar bears are the expedition.
The people you're going with, do they carry weapons?
No. I've been there a couple of times before, and at best you might see the odd bird, and some tiny little voles, which are like tiny.
No polar bears.
We will be okay.
No, that's a bit disappointing, really, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Just want us out there fighting for our lives, right?
Yeah. So you're flying out on Thursday, mm-hmm. and you're flying to where?
We fly from Dublin to Oslo and Oslo to a place called Tromsø in northern Norway. And then we go across the border to Finland to a place called Kapjärvi.
Right.
And that's a tiny little sort of village setup.
Okay. And what amount of daylight do they have up there now?
It's kind of a sort of 5 to 6 p.m. It's 24 hours of darkness or any of that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, so you've enough to be going on with.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be all right.
And Karina, what are your fears? You've been in a tent before.
I've definitely been in a tent before. I'm not accustomed to it, but I've definitely been in a tent. With two kids now that I can walk away from.
Right.
It's not too bad.
So you go anywhere? Is that what you're saying?
That's one of my the fitness kind of side of things. I'm not too bad on that kind of side.
Because you're a personal trainer.
Yeah, like as I was saying to.
Or a fitness trainer,
a personal trainer.
Okay. What's the difference?
Well, it's the same thing.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, it just depends on who you're talking to, isn't it?
Yeah.
So for me, I was pulling back from training because we physically do workouts. So I was afraid I'd injure myself previous to this, which I kind of nearly did. So for me, I was pulling back where I know some people were speeding up with the exercise. My fears is the tent, sharing with people, the personalities, you know, all that kind of thing. Snoring maybe, you know.
Who, you or?
Me maybe.
Oh, you
do you know, all that kind of jazz. Only if I eat dairy. So I'm off dairy from today.
Okay.
So I'm giving myself a good head start. Dairy and coffee from today. I went, right, this is it. And to kill my sinuses a little bit. Because I said, if I keep people awake, people are going to get cranky.
They are.
Murdered.
I'd be murdered. There will be polar bears then. They'll come from somewhere.
Weapons
will be taken out. Salad tape.
So for the rest of it, you're staying in a building of
sorts. We're staying in a kind of basic sort of hut.
Hostel or whatever.
Yeah, hut kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't imagine you're going to sleep much anyway when you're in the tent. What's your experience?
The best advice I was ever given, and I hadn't ever thought about this before, is that when you're sleeping in a tent and you're that cold, the only thing to do is to do a load of sit-ups. to do sit-ups in your tent to warm up, and then that's the best advice you can have.
Do sit-ups in your sleeping bag in your tent.
You do the sit-ups and you kind of you create sort of the heat and the energy. Honestly, it really works.
Right.
So for all of your listeners who happen to be cold in bed, just do the sit-ups and you're tackling all your problems.
Karina, what do you think of that advice?
Never heard of it, but I thought I'd be getting a break from this crack while I was away.
No, absolutely not. You need to keep on trucking.
So what are the highlights?
I think the highlights are probably the bonding. Like, you know, when you do something like that and it's with a group of people that you've never met, and we'll come back and we'll be devastated after 8 days to leave each other. You really will. You think you'll be looking forward to seeing your family, but you'll be really upset to leave these new people.
And are most of the women, 14 women, at a certain stage in their lives? Is that fair enough?
There's a variety of ages, but there's no teenagers with us, for example. Right. Thanks be to God. But I think a lot of it is, like, there's a lot of women who have dedicated a lot of time to, you know, older parents and teenagers and their children and all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of people making a decision to do this, to go, this is my time. I want to do something interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's brilliant that it's for charity. It's brilliant that it's for women. I think it's very attractive that it is for women, you know, because we all are enjoying that kind of relationship with each other. And then it's about kind of having the courage to do something can make you do other courageous things in your life. You know, you come back and you'll see people making changes to their life permanently because of this experience.
Sarah?
Have to agree. Yes, absolutely. This is going to be a challenge for me, as previously stated. But to do this with a group of women and to bond and create that experience between us is going to be great. And I wanted a challenge.
What ages are your children?
Charlotte is 15 on Thursday and then Annabelle is 12.
Right.
So
and are you going to become the cool mom now because you've been in the Arctic Circle?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope this gives me a little bit of kudos. Yeah, I really do. Because, yeah, I'm probably cool already, which in my own head, obviously. But no, I think so. And I think it can be an inspiration to them as well. You know, look, everyone I've said it to about going to the Arctic Circle has been like, oh my God, what are you doing? And I think it's inspirational to my girls to say, like, look, mom has gone off to do this. Yeah. And I want to show them that they can do anything they want at any age, at any time, and just do it. You just got to go for stuff, really.
What age are your children, Karina?
Leah is 20 at the end of the month and Nathan is 16.
Right.
So Leah will be holding the fort while I'm away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody has to mind yours.
Well, my husband, husband is on duty, yes, and he's fantastic.
Great. And do you have children, Judith?
Yeah, 13, 16 and 18.
Right.
Yeah.
So there'll be lots of chats about that, will there, on the trip? Or you could ban talk about children. That'd be a good idea, would it?
I think people will start talking about children and then find themselves very capable of talking about, you know, other stuff and using it as an opportunity to escape. Hmm. You know, the day to day and the screens and the you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, it is very, and you know what? It's really silent. It's a really, really silent place to be. And you kind of realize how much noise is in your world when you get into that kind of silence.
So there's no noise pollution. I'd imagine there isn't a lot of light pollution either.
Absolutely.
So the stars, the sky looks amazing.
Yeah. And the northern lights, will be hopefully out. And you know, these things are cyclical, but this is a really good time for the Northern Lights.
Yes.
So we're
well, you crossing. Can even see them tonight and last night and tonight, some parts of Ireland, you can see them.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll be camping out on Paddy's Night probably.
Yeah.
So if we get our green Northern Lights lighting up the sky, it'll be fabulous.
Anybody going to do snow angels?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be done. It's a must.
We used to go on numerous occasions. We saved Christmas when you know I was on the Den. We used to go up and help Santa out. But that was the best thing. Just you know, at night time, looking up at the stars, doing snow angels.
Oh, absolutely.
There's something
magical
about that.
Yeah.
So you'll enjoy that, Sarah.
I will, of course, enjoy. Yes. I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
And take pictures and take pictures. Let's go back to the message again. Her heart matters. So you're 6 times more likely to die from a heart attack or a stroke than you are from breast cancer if you're a woman.
Yes.
In Ireland.
Yes.
So be aware of the symptoms, and you can go to the Irish Heart
Foundation. Go to irishheart.ie, and we have loads of on our homepage right now. We have loads of Her Heart Matters content. So we've got symptom checkers, we've got webinars that we've hosted before, and loads of really good information, loads of great stories from other women. So we've got really good content there. So it's well worth
it. And the brilliant thing about your heart is there's loads of preventative medicine around the heart, isn't there? So if you spot things early, you can go on medication.
And 80% of premature heart disease is preventable. So we, you know, we all have to be responsible for this. We all have to look at our lifestyle factors, our stress rates, all that kind of stuff, and do our best to protect ourselves.
Karine, thank you very much. Judith, thank you. Sarah, enjoy it all. We'll pay you a little bit of sister sledge. There you go. Off you go. See you.